first question. It's a really complicated one. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're going to make this relax.
Yes.
We'll kick things over to you first, actually. I'm just going to hand the microphone over to you. If you wouldn't mind, give a brief summary of why you've chosen to run and why you feel you're the best person for this position.
Okay. So I have chosen to run for a number of reasons. But one of those being, you know, I want to be in a leadership position that not only my generation can look up to, but also our younger generation. I also have a lot of personal, not just legal experience with the probate court, but also personal experience. And so, you know, I've lost five family members within the past 5 years. And so I'm able to be empathetic and understanding in those times, and also want to be there for people in times of joy as well.
Okay, thank you.
I also have 16 years legal experience. I received my certification from UGA 10 years ago, and so I have a lot of experience with the probate court process, as well as knowledge with the probate court rules and Georgia law.
Very good. If elected to office, what do you see as a need to change within the probate court? And conversely, what things might you want to keep in place?
Okay, so a change that I would implement, so it is the discretion of the probate court judge. Anytime anyone petitions to be an administrator of an estate or a guardian for a minor or an incapacitated adult or a conservator, which handles finances for a minor or an incapacitated adult, it's at the discretion, but I would love to always run background checks on those petitioners. As far as keeping things the same, Judge Ernest has always been very welcoming, and I would love to have open doors as well, to be there for the families in times of joy and sorrow, as I said before, and have that sense of community still within our court.
Okay. What goals would you set for yourself and for the court itself, for the probate court in Stevens County?
So this one's kind of hard. I've kind of been bouncing back and forth. I can't say for certainty this is a goal I would set for myself, but it is something I have definitely been considering. So we do a lot of probate court law, but it's, as well, we do family law, and I truly love adoptions. To be able to do that, I would have to be an attorney. And so I've considered going to law school so that I can help I'd have to be a Article 6 probate judge, which we're not, our population's not high enough. But if I were an attorney, I would be able to help the Superior Court judges in overseeing adoptions.